Welcome to The Wired Wick, demystifying tech law trends and educating about law in tomorrow's society. I'm Annabelle Pemberton, and today I wanted to welcome you to The Wired Wick and tell you a bit more about it. So I am a law graduate from the University of Warwick, and honestly, since first year, I've always been interested in more technology-orientated side of the law. My interest really peaked when I moved to Helsinki. And in Helsinki, I had the opportunity to study topics and subjects that really mattered to me, such as mixing artificial intelligence with law and really seeing how the law interacts with the rest of our society. And I realized that we really need to educate ourselves more on what this tech is, what it can do, and hopefully this also means that lawyers can work in better ways and more collaborative ways with developers in making sure in what we're designing is really friendly for society and also is in line with our laws, but that law isn't overstepping its line as well on these products. The summer after that year abroad, I worked for a technology startup, as I wasn't really too set on becoming a traditional lawyer and I really wanted to explore the other options that were open to me. I wanted to try consulting, and for me, the internship opened my eyes to all the possibilities and the options that I actually have from studying a law degree, which was fantastic. I now actually work for that startup, which is now more of a small company, and it's changed a lot over the last year and a half. But I work as the Deputy Data Protection Officer in the company, and during my job, I assist our clients on how to process data and use our software in a compliant way. Now, my job doesn't just relate to data protection laws, the GDPR, CCPA. It also is a lot broader than that, because these sort of laws like GDPR are more about self-regulation, and there are lots of more towards ethics, in my personal opinion, than law. And because of this, it's a lot about balancing of different sides of the law and really making sure that you're on the right side in terms of the use case. So it's a lot of problem solving, and I really like that. Like, I don't like hard, straight law. I like law where there's a problem and it's not always the same answer every time. It's what really keeps me interested in my role. So I decided to create The Wired Wick after starting to work at this startup and doing this throughout my final year while studying law at the University of Warwick. And to be honest, even though tech is really cool and we hear a lot of nice buzzwords, the skills you actually need when you're working in this industry are very different from what you learn in a law degree. So I've had times where the people I've worked with, they seem to honestly be speaking a different language to me. And I noticed that we do think in different ways. And it's probably because those people have studied maths and technology and engineering, and I've studied law, history, English literature, and you honestly then end up thinking in a completely different way, and it can be a barrier to communication. So I started to think more that there were some relatively simple topics for them that were very difficult for me to grasp, and then I realized it's just because we think in different ways, and this isn't just me, and this isn't just a problem, I'm sure, for lawyers. But it's something that should be addressed, especially as technology evolves. It will become more and more part of our society and something that lawyers will have to consider in legislation. So at the end of the day, current law students and lawyers may be tomorrow's judges. So it's very important for us to all be technologically literate. So hopefully through this podcast, you're going to learn that not all cookies have chocolate in them and are baked, what an API actually stands for, and that innovation is totally not just an office in a company, that it's far more than that. So furthermore, I think now is really the perfect time for the industry to start pivoting and moving forward digitally. This is going to require many lawyers to have a certain level of technical skills and understanding. During the show, I will be talking to people from across industries who have either worked with lawyers, are lawyers themselves working in tech, or discussing new potential legal tech considerations. I might also include some episodes where I share my take on a legal topic in the tech law industry. New episodes are going to be releasing weekly, and they're covering topics which are imperative to know and understand in today's climate. For example, the upcoming episodes are going to be covering topics such as contact tracing and how this really interacts with our society in terms of the privacy around data such as location. We're also then going to be looking at different ways that online disputes might be carried out in the future, including through online methods such as video calls and the different skills this really requires from lawyers. If you like the sound of this podcast, have an idea, or want to be on one of the episodes, you can reach me at thewiredwig@gmail.com or by messaging the page The Wired Wig on Instagram. The podcast is available on all major podcast distributors, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. I hope you've enjoyed this initial episode and you've learned a bit more about me, your host, and also about what the podcast is going to be about. Be sure to follow the podcast if you are interested, so you'll get a notification when the next episode comes out in a week's time.